Yeah, welcome back to the Monday Magazine. I'm Kevin, with you till four, and joined once more by my extra special guest, the one and only Graham Craig. Hello, Graham.
Good afternoon, Kev.
Good afternoon. Graham is of whatsonwhite.com. That is his site, and it's an amazing site full of good stuff about what's going on the island and beyond, of course. And Graham's here every week because we do a sort of stage door slot where we do a roundup of what's coming up the week or maybe a few weeks ahead. But this week, to be a little bit different, Graham is looking a bit anxious now as I say this. Graham is going to give us his pick of the festivals this summer. So some of the highlights. Over to you, Graham.
Okay, well, we all know the obvious ones like the Isle of Wight Festival and Bestival. So there's some smaller ones which I think are just as relevant, and they're good. They're good, sort of like, you know, cheap, family-friendly festivals. And one of those is the V-Dub Island, which is a family-friendly holiday festival over. It's now in Newport. It used to be over in West Wight. It's for VW enthusiasts, like-minded people. But if you're not a VW owner, then just go along for the music and the fun and the auto jumble, and I'm sure the stuff that's non-VW you know, branded that would be of interest. And
Citroen Picasso, would that be all right in a Citroen Picasso, do you think?
Sure, it would do.
Yeah,
might have to leave it further down the road. Along with other brands. Not to just pick on Citroen Picassos,
of
but
course,
you know.
Course, indeed.
No, I'm sure anybody that turns up on four wheels, three wheels, two wheels, even one wheel, I'm sure you'd be welcomed with open arms down
one
there.
One wheel particularly.
Yeah, they're nice chaps. Now, this festival looks so much fun. It's kind of it's on from Thursday to the Sunday in August. I've forgotten to write the dates down, but they're available on the site. And they have stuff like the big drive out, so you'll see all the V-dubs. I suppose that's where you can't have your Citroen Picasso.
Oh, yeah.
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 It would look a bit odd. But they have this big drive out, and they go all around the island, and you can see all the amazing sort of vans and vehicles that that people have done up, all the old Beatles. And the caravans, they have show and shine. They've got best dressed pet. You know, they've got an amazing music lineup with the Cuban Brothers, Dub Pistols, the Common Jets. There's a lot of island bands in there as well, like the OMS and the V-Dub All Stars, DJ sets. There's loads of stuff. Okay. They got Run to the Surf.
I found the dates.
Oh, right, cool.
18th to 22nd of August.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can camp as well. But if you don't want to camp, if you just want to turn up for the day, they're selling day tickets. Obviously, those will be a little bit rarer, so it's first come, first serve. But, you know, a day's entertainment, you know, for 12 quid, you can't go wrong, can you?
No.
And they even do stuff like cooking in a camper. I mean, what other event puts on an event called cooking in a camper? That's just brilliant.
Is it a euphemism?
What, for cooking?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Breaking Bad. I think this is I think this will be kind of like, you know, your sweet corn fritters.
Oh, right, yeah.
Burgers, hot dogs.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Maybe a bit of sponge cake, who knows, you know. But so that's in August. Another one that's in August is a garlic festival. It's food, local produce. I think they've got some. I think they've got a stage with some music on there as well. Last time I haven't been for a couple of years, but you know, drinks. What's the weirdest thing? Have you been to the garlic festival?
No.
Have you not?
Admission. No, I haven't. I've always been away, I think, when have it's
you?
Been on. Yeah.
Have you ever tasted foods that have garlic in them that are not the mainstream sort of, you know, like ice creams or beer or?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, there's lots of places in the garlic festival where you can actually have tasters, you know, and then if you want to buy some stuff, then you can do.
Yeah.
But two of the weirdest things is when you get to taste the garlic beer.
Yeah.
And then the one I really pulled a face at was the garlic ice cream. Oh. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I like garlic. I'm not a fan of it in ice cream, I must admit.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a special taste.
Yeah. Special
wouldn't be one
meaning
that
yuck, you mean.
Lasted longer than I anticipated it would do.
So diplomatic today. Yeah.
And there was a lack of a mince or mouth freshener stalls at the garlic festival as well. I wonder if that tells a story.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't notice it if you're all eating it. Then,
well, that's probably the reason why there was a lack of you know, a mince stall.
Who needs them? Who needs them?
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be out of place, are you? some of the there's some later on in the year that where we haven't got details because they're still formulating, you know, the acts and what they're going to do and stuff like that. But there's Harp on White, which I think this will be its second year this year.
Yeah.
That was that started last. I think that was about October, November time, if I remember rightly.
Was that in Ryde?
Yeah, mainly ran Ryde, and they did some workshops, and there were some concerts.
Yeah, I've got a feeling it was at the Aspire in Ryde.
Mm, yes, yeah.
Could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a couple. Aspire was one, where they had a lot of the... I think they had a concert a night for about a week.
Yeah.
And there was other stuff going on, you know, in other places as well. I think there was some down at Ryde Seafront in one of the restaurants there.
Mm-hmm.
But fantastic feedback.
Yeah.
From what I heard, I'm not so I'll make it a mission to go to one of those this year.
Yeah, definitely.
And classic Isle, which was the classic music festival. It's normally a kind of a Friday, Saturday, Sunday affair.
Yeah, Northwood House.
Yeah, yeah.
It's normally to the first one last year. It was brilliant.
Yeah,
and the weather was amazing. Fantastic setting. And some amazing acts, including, I seem to remember, some young people who were auditioned and given the chance to showcase at Classic Isle last year. And I think they're doing that again this year.
Oh, that'd be good.
So they brought the house down. The talent was just incredible.
And there was some Ireland orchestras there as well.
Yeah.
Performing, as well as the, I think the London Classic came down.
London Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think that, was it London Mozart Players?
Oh yes, could be one of those.
I think
it
was them.
Yeah,
yeah, they were brilliant. Yeah, but I loved it last year. It was really good.
Yeah, I didn't get the opportunity to go. Too busy working.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got a weekend off, Graham. Sorry.
but I've changed my hours now, so I do get weekends off.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, well, that's the plan anyway.
Yeah.
And the literary festival.
Yes.
Now. That's normally about October, Cowes sort of area, Northwood. No, you don't know much about that one.
Yeah, I think that's October, isn't it?
Yeah.
Middle-ish. Well, I'll have a look at what's on White, I think.
No, don't.
Shall I have a look?
No, because I haven't put that one on now.
Oh, okay.
Still waiting for some details to come through.
Okay.
But last year, they had some big names. They had Mary Berry come down. Of course, Bake Off had just finished.
Yeah.
They had...
what's the name?
There's some top...
Giles Brandreth, I bet.
Yeah, he was down. That Simon Callow had something down. That Dan and Peter Snow had something going on at the time as well. They were down.
Yeah.
There was just loads and loads of big names.
Yeah.
And loads of stuff going on as well. And a lot of stuff for kids.
Yeah.
Because I had to make a special kind of page just for the stuff they were doing for kids.
But that's another one, a niche market, and it's just grown year on year, hasn't it? And they're attracting some really big names.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's fantastic, you know. And it's, Cowes is not that far away, even from Freshwater.
No.
It's a couple of bus journeys, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're on a bus, but, you know, it's not that far away.
I mean, I could even go from Chole, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far, is it?
Nothing on the island is that far away.
I could go anywhere.
Well, after you've been kicked out of the V-Dub Fest for not having a VW.
Yeah.
what we didn't mention last time when we were thinking of the festivals was Jack Up the 80s. I completely forgot all about that. Having just put it on the site that day, slipped my mind. Jack Up the 80s is off the back of... That's been going for quite a few years now. And it's on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of August. I think it's the weekend before the Garlic Festival, because all the equipment, staging, etc., is all kind of in place. And they've got people like Bad Manners, Five Star, Paul Young, Leo Sayer. I remember none of these. I'm far too young.
Of course, yeah.
And Bruce Foxton from The Jam. Later, well, about mid-June to early July, there's Festival of the Seas, which is more of a collective name for stuff that's going on for about 2 weeks across the island with sort of nautical themes to them going on. So expect loads of promotions of seafood dishes and stuff from cafes and restaurants.
Yeah.
There's beach events. There's Shipwreck Isle, which is in the middle of it. And I think it all kind of centres on the, you know, the fact that we are known for, you know, the sailing regattas that sort of go on. So there are a couple of sailing events on at the time that figure into it. There's the Solitaire Bompard Le Figaro, which has it's a race from France that via the Isle of Wight, and they have a couple of day stopover in Cowes. Loads of stuff going on, evening entertainment, you know, so I've got a bit on the site about it.
Okay.
And the JP Morgan Round the Island race. Now that's pretty big. Wherever you are on the island, coastal wise, you can get a great spot and just watch all these ships go around. Ships? God, I'll get my hands slapped on by the boating fraternity.
Queen Mary too, there she goes.
By the yachts that are involved in the race.
Yeah.
You know, and there's hundreds taking part, so you know, there's some great spots where you can see all that. Down at the Needles, they normally open up the battery at the top, and you're going to have breakfast and stuff like that. That's open from quite early.
Yeah.
They have done in the past, I'm not saying this is this year, but they have done in the past with the National Trust. Further around, you've got you know, the sort of the bit Tennyson, where you can see them coming round from the other side of the Needles. There's all along that sort of southern coast.
Yeah.
Ventnor, there's another nice place. Lookham, there's a massive hill in Lookham where you can sort of overlook the bay between Ventnor and Sandown and get some brilliant pictures. And of course, then you've got Culver, and then coming round Ryde Esplanade, Apley, Sevier. You've got some great vantage points.
Was it last year where the wind dropped completely?
Oh yes,
was it last year?
I think so. Yeah, and it slowed everybody down.
I remember they opened up the church tower at Chale, which is beautiful place, and did a great job there serving teas and cakes, as you do. That's
right.
The English way, isn't it? You've got to have tea and cakes, and then climb the bell tower.
Oh.
And of course, we got to the top and looked out, and it was like all these ships, all these yachts were just parked, to use the nautical term. They just looked like they're going to be there forever. But yeah, hopefully it'll be a bit livelier this year.
Yeah.
Must have taken ages for some of them to get around. But it is, as you say, a fantastic sight.
Oh, it's, you know, when you've got nice, you know, for us on the, for us watching, for us, for the audience, you know, you need a nice sunny day, cloudless sky, you know, not too hot, a little bit of a gentle breeze for us on the, you know, sitting at the sides. You want a little bit of a gentle breeze, so you're nice and cool and, you know, find a hilly spot, picnic, you know.
Just watch them all working.
Put your sunnies on and then wait for them to come past. Lie back down again. It's a lovely spectacle when it goes past. Yeah. It's, you know, and
but it all paints the picture, which is what you're doing, about just how amazing the Isle of Wight is at this time of year.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. You know, the talent that's here, plus the talent that's attracted in to this little island every summer, well, most of the year now, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
It's really taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And have you got any other gems that you want to rattle off for us?
Yeah, we've got, Ventnor Fringe is the beginning of August. It goes from Tuesday the 9th to Sunday the 14th. There's live music, there's DJ sets, there's theatre, there's comedy, there's poetry, dance and movement, art and workshop. workshops. There's loads of theatre for the kids and the juniors, and some fab locations that already exist, such as bandstands, the bandstand at Ventnor Seafront, parks, but also the libraries, the you know, the restaurants and the pubs. They all join in. The churches, even, you know, people open up their houses to have a gig. You know, and there's mystery tours, there's lock-ins, there's pop-up cinemas, there's, you know, there's just such a lot going on. It is such a fantastic event. You know, I went down for a couple of little bits and pieces last year, and I just wished I had more time to just stick around. I had to kind of like dip in and out, and there was stuff I so wanted to see, but then couldn't because I had to, you know, get back for, you know, to work on the site. There was such a lot going on that I just couldn't afford the time, you know, the luxury of loads of time off. So, you know, but I'm hoping that if I just work a little bit longer during the day, get up earlier, use that extra hour wisely, and you know, give yourself an extra hour at night, you know, to go and do something. So and when I come across this morning, I was putting a gig on for a Cajun night this week, and they sent me over some links to some other stuff, and one of them was something called the Bloodstone Rally, which is it's Smallbrook. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of the Bloodstone Morris Dancing Team?
Yes, I have.
It's those guys.
Ah, right.
And they've put together this festival. Now, I think this is its second year. I believe they did one last year. I was trying to skim the site for some more info and a bit of history about them and stuff like that. But I have seen this Morris Dancing group out and about various things. They always seem to get invited to do like Shankling Christmas Fun Day and Sandown. And I've seen them do stuff at Haven Street when they've got special events going on over there. They're fantastic to watch. I'll say very colourful, tends to be mainly black, but there's a splash of red in there as well. Yeah. But colourful as in, like, you know, it's kind of, it's Morris dancing with a bit of you know, a dark twist to it. Not sinister.
Yeah.
They look a bit sinister, some of them, you know, even just walking, you know, going to get a coffee or something like that. But, you know, the costumes are fantastic.
Okay. Morris dancing with attitude, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, with good attitude, but, you know, a bit of a you know, is it the dark side attitude, or is it? But they're good fun to watch anyway.
Yeah,
great,
definitely.
You know, they're good fun. So they've got this event going on, which mainly in the evening is at Smallbrook Stadium on the Friday and Saturday evening. But during the daytimes on the Saturday and Sunday, they're going out and about. You know, and doing bits and pieces. So you'll find them at Carisbrook Castle, Shanklin Seafront, Ride Esplanade, Shanklin Old Village, and yeah, so if you look out for them, if you want to go to the evening gigs, so I think they're a fiver a ticket, but you know, there's more information on the site. And the
you've
ukulele
got any more
festival,
just to make it the last one, because
ukulele festival,
fantastic. That's a new one, isn't it?
I'm not too sure whether it's second, but it's certainly not the first. They've done this one before, and they've got people like Sarah Spade, the Noisy Boys, and it's just basically non-stop ukulele jamming, open mics, workshops, and partying.
Are you going a bit hardcore? Are you going?
To this one?
Yeah.
I like ukuleles. I don't play, but yet. I like. I haven't got the fingers for it. but I saw them at there was something going on at Ventnor just before Christmas, the Ventnor Christmas Grinch Day or whatever it was, and I saw a bunch in one of the shops there, one of the bakeries, and I just stuck around and watched these guys for about half an hour. Fantastic!
Yeah,
it's really they're funny as well.
Yeah,
you know, and the songs they play.
Yeah. There's something about the music, isn't it? It just makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's a bit kind of, it's a bit old style.
People who do it also say it feels like a therapeutic, really therapeutic form of music, and it lifts the spirits and everything.
It is quite a happy kind of music style. Yeah, you don't get, I don't suppose you get you know, some sad songs played in a ukulele. Can't be. I'm not saying it can't be done, but
it makes you think maybe we should all carry a ukulele in the car, you know. If you ever get stuck in a traffic jam, you could sort of relieve the stress, couldn't you? And if everybody did it, you could have a fantastic time.
That is a cracking idea.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
And thinking of the summer and traffic jams, pack a ukulele. Keep it in your glove box.
Once you've started jamming at that traffic lights, and especially with people, especially with some people who will remain nameless, but he was outside earlier.
Yeah.
He would just carry on, you know, and he'd be there for like, you know, another hour.
All right.
And, you know, he'd just keep
everybody
going.
There is that risk. There's always one show off, isn't there? Yeah. All right. We've got to cut it short there, Graham. That's Stage Door for this week. If you want to catch up on all of those things, Graham will eventually get all of them up on the website, whatsonwhite.com. And look on there anyway to find out what's going on this week and next, because there is, as always, loads to see and do. But for now, thanks very much, Graham, for coming in.
No problem, thank you.
We'll see you again next week.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks, Graham.